Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. It's been a while since I've done an episode, and I just wanted to kind of get back on the habit of getting episodes done every day or so, and so I'm going to try to stick to another 30-day challenge right now and try to get some content pumped out for you guys. There's so much to talk about when it comes to e-commerce these days, and the markets are constantly evolving, and platforms are growing and evolving as well. It's just incredible how much opportunity is out there these days, and I love helping people, so I wanted to offer you guys some advice on a topic that is dear to my heart because I've had to overcome it many times. Every single day I have to overcome it. But it's the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown just basically means that you don't know about something, and so you don't want to know about it. You kind of fear it, and you don't want to do it because it's just not something that's familiar to you. And as human beings, you know, we are always more comfortable with something that we've done before that we know about. And if you're going to try to do something that you don't know about and you've never done before, it's scary at first, and that's understandable because that's just, you know, the classic thing that's kind of hardwired into our brain, as you know, from our ancestors of being a primate, is that, you know, you don't know what's down the road. You don't know what's in that forest or in that tree. You know, there could be a predator, and that predator could kill you, right? That's how nature works. Well, in the real world, it's a lot more forgiving than that. So you don't have to worry about getting killed if you're going to go down the street. I mean, sometimes if you're in like a really nasty neighborhood in a city, yeah, you got to be careful, right? And so that's actually a good thing, you know, to understand, is how to actually use the fear of the unknown to your advantage, but then also learn how to cut it off when it matters, when you really need to cut it off. You know, because like when it comes to building an online business, it's one of the best ways to start a business without having to invest a lot of money. All the different methods of doing it are usually pretty low. It's, you know, there are certain ways where, like, you know, you have to buy products up front, like private labeling sometimes, but even those ways of making money online can be, you know, fairly outsourced and you know, one at a time kind of thing and dropshipped. So there's a lot of different ways to make money online with a lean startup model. So, you know, the fear of the unknown really comes more from a place in your mind that you've had your whole life of trying to stay away from things you don't know. Like your parents, they told you, you know, don't talk to strangers. Well, that's because you don't know that person. And so, you know, if you just get used to being able to cut that kind of like instinct off, you know, and flip the switch, you know, think of it like train tracks. Like it's always going to go on to one train track, but if you can create a train switch, so it switches tracks from one track to another, then, you know, you can really experience and grow in like way more ways than you would have ever been able to before, right? And especially building your business. So there's like, you know, all these different ways to do marketing, and that's kind of what it comes down to. I want to talk about in this episode is different ways to do marketing. So fear of the unknown, right? So like if you've never done Facebook ads before, right? Like trying to learn how to do Facebook ads can be one of the most annoying and daunting tasks, unless like you're one of those people that just doesn't care and wants to learn new things and dig into things, right? But honestly, like a lot of people are probably like I am, like, you know, you get tired of trying to learn new things. You know, certain things don't work out and the computer can be time consuming and a pain in the ass to use, and you just want to be able to do things quickly and do things that you know how to do, right? So like if you learn like Google product listing ads, for instance, that's one way to do marketing. Well, you know, you do those really well. So you've done every single day, you do your negative keywords, you know, you can work on your location targeting, your time targeting, you know, audience targeting, things like that. You know how to do that, right? So you do that every day and it's comfortable and it's easy, so you do it. But if you've never done Facebook ads before, like, yeah, it's daunting to get in there and like learn a new platform, learn like where all the buttons are, how the tools are and stuff like that. So fear of the unknown is real. Like it's there, you know, it's like, I'd rather be doing something I know how to do and I'm comfortable with doing than working on something I don't. I mean, it's just bottom line stuff. But if you want to grow, if you want to scale your business from, you know, whatever it's at, you know, maybe nothing to, you know, something that's sustainable for you in the long run without, you know, as passive as possible without having to like every single day grind 8 hours away. You know, you want to be able to create an asset that's passive, that cash flows, has, you know, automated marketing set up so that you can, you know, get orders, you know, every single day without you having to grind 8 hours. You know, you can take days off when you want to and stuff like that. Well, you're gonna have to learn new marketing methods. And it takes time and it takes persistence and determination. So just like anything in life, you know, building an online business, it takes persistence, takes determination, it takes learning. And, you know, that's one of the things that people kind of don't want to do in life. It's like, you know, you get out of high school, you get out of college, whatever, you go into the workforce and you feel like, you know, I can kind of stop learning. Well, you know, a lot of people do that when they get a day job, and that's kind of, you know, sad because like really you don't ever stop learning. I mean, technology is evolving so much every single day. And the beauty of that is that you have all these new tools at your fingertips that you can use to create things online to make money. And yet, You know, a lot of it is kind of foggy still. You know, it's kind of like the Wild West of e-commerce still. And a lot of people are just digging in and trying new things and figuring things out, you know. And those are the guys and gals that are really crushing it, making lots of sales online and you know, making a lot of profits and helping a lot of people, you know. And from the consumer standpoint, it's really easy, right? You just go on your smartphone, you order something, it shows up at your house. You can order it for your friends, shows up at their house. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to walk into a store. You don't have to make any decisions hardly. You just click a few buttons, enter your payment information, shipping information, and you're done, right? So it's like the easiest thing on the consumer's end. So you're making someone's life way easier. By being an e-commerce provider, right? And if you can mix content with commerce, then you're really, really making the buying process easy, because then they can just stay on your site, learn everything they need to learn, and then go straight to, you know, the checkout and order. And then after the sale, you know, you can build a more relationship with them and upsell to them. So learn new marketing methods, guys. Get out there and take a course on Facebook ads, take a course on email marketing, take a course on Google AdWords, take a course on, you know, YouTube video marketing. All these things really do matter. And, you know, I was telling one of my friends, you know, a couple weeks ago that, like, you know, you really have to have your entire sales funnel filled out. All these different marketing methods have to be there, because consumers will trust you more if you're more professional with them. In other words, you have all your marketing methods set up, different avenues, different places that they go. They keep seeing you in different places. You look more professional. You look like a salesman that always follows up, and people love being followed up with. So unless you're out there trying to learn all these new marketing methods that maybe right now you don't know about, but like, unless you get out there and learn that stuff and actually implement it, I guarantee your business is not going to grow that much. You're going to struggle. So like, it doesn't really matter the niche. I mean, follow like the niche selection guidelines I talk about in the other episodes of the podcast, in the older episodes and on my YouTube channel. But definitely consider that it's not just about niche. It's about how you do your marketing. It's about your copywriting, your messages, and all your different marketing channels and mediums. So don't be afraid to get out there and learn new things, you know, and do it. You know, and learning is not that expensive these days. You know, in the old days, it was like, oh, I have to spend $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 to go to university, get a degree, blah, 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 spend months and months and months of years doing that. Well, these days, you can buy an online course from somewhere between $10, well, free to $10, or, you know, $50, $100, $200 on Udemy, you know, all the way up to maybe $1,000, $1,500, you know, through private vendors and stuff like that. And, you know, and that's so much cheaper and less expensive and easier. And you get the videos, which are, you know, view on demand. So you can watch them anytime, just like a Netflix video, and get in there and, you know, learn stuff. And, but, you know, the secrets are, of course, you got to take notes. You got to have an actual notepad to write stuff down. There's magic in that. You can't just type notes in. You have to write them down by hand, and you have to look them over again and then actually implement what, you know, you wrote down. And that's how you get it done. So, you know, fear of the unknown is real in life. And, you know, this rings true in so many more places than just business and marketing and stuff like that. This rings true in your entire life, like meeting new people you don't know. Like I talked about Stranger Thing. Well, you know, you have to understand that, like, not everybody's out to get you. Not everybody's out to, like, hurt you and stuff like that. So don't be too afraid of meeting new people. You know, have your guard up and stuff like that. But hey, man, like, ask questions and stuff like that. You know, like, introduce yourself, smile and laugh. You know, it's always good to, like, shake hands, introduce yourself, ask a few questions, see if you have any common interests, and go from there. You know, like, making friends doesn't have to be painful and hard and scary. It can be like the most fun and rewarding process of your entire life. So, you know, you can make new friends with anybody you meet. And as long as they're into it, then you can be into it, and you'll be a much happier person. And the same goes for traveling too. Like, traveling the world is very scary. First of all, you don't know what new places are actually like. You can learn through YouTube. You can learn through Google Images. You can read TripAdvisor and stuff like that, and like really learn a lot about a place, but you don't really know what it's like until you get there. And so traveling the world can be like this really scary thing. And for sure, like, you'll hold yourself back, maybe. You know, I've held myself back a lot from going to certain places, you know, whether it's through, you know, whether it's through purposeful holding myself back, or just literally, like, my subconscious mind just not wanting to trust or, like, open myself up to, like, going to a new place, you know. And some people are better at it than others, but a lot of people, like, especially, you know, like, close family and friends that haven't escaped kind of that quote-unquote real world yet, you know, back home or whatever in the United States or the UK or, you know, wherever, you know, home is, haven't, like, started traveling around the world, or haven't, like, you know, gone through the process of selling all their stuff and becoming a nomad kind of a thing. It's really scary to think about. It's like, yeah, you know, like, I'm on a path. I like to focus. People like having habits and daily, you know, rituals and daily schedules and stuff like that. And it's very comfortable, right? But, like, getting out of your comfort zone is where the magic happens, okay? You got to get out of your comfort zone, or you'll never really, like, feel fulfilled in life. You'll feel like, you know, I just spent the last 5 years working in an office and I got a degree. But now what? You know, like, what have I actually accomplished? Have I done anything I really want to do in life? You know, maybe not. And that's the problem. So, like, you got to think, like, is what you're doing, you know, really getting into the life you really want? Like, what is it you really want? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? and start exposing yourself to that, you know, now rather than later. Like if you really want to travel, you got to read travel articles, you've got to watch travel videos, you got to put the time in to actually watch like the full things and take notes, because you know so many places on earth are just so vast and different from each other that like every single place is new. The coolest thing is that a lot of places on earth, especially nowadays, are totally equipped for tourism and travel. So you can go anywhere practically these days, get a hotel room on the spot, get a hostel room on the spot. You can, you know, get boat rides or taxi rides or whatever, whenever you need them. And a lot of things are very cheap now. And travel is so much faster and affordable than it used to be. Airplane travel is cheap and fast. You know, think about it. If you live in Los Angeles, California, for instance, you're going to pay $1,500 a month for rent on average, you know, depending. You can probably get away with like a $1,200 studio, but it sucks, right? And if you want to place a nice place in LA, it's like $2,500, $3,000 or more. But you know, traveling around, especially in places like Southeast Asia or, you know, Central America, South America, it's so much cheaper that you can buy a plane ticket, you know, one way from one place to another for like, you know, $100, $200, maybe $300 at the most, right? $600 takes you like halfway across the world from, literally, I just bought a ticket from Bali to Los Angeles, $600 one way. And I was just blown away at how cheap that was, you know, for a third of what it costs for a month of rent, I can buy a ticket to go anywhere in the world. And that place in the world might have really cheap rent, you know, like Mexico, for instance. I just researched Playa del Carmen has apartments for $300 to $400 a month. Chiang Mai is even less, like $200 to $300 is a pretty nice studio. Chiang Mai is in Thailand, northern Thailand. Bangkok is even less. You can get a nice studio for like $200 in Bangkok. Huge city. And Bali is similar to Bangkok. It's like $200 to $300 for a studio out here, you know. And usually the lease terms are less, and usually they're fully furnished, so you don't have to buy a bunch of furniture. And it's just amazing, like how ready the world is for people to travel. And a lot of these countries, you know, they rely on tourism. They really do. They rely on it. So, it, you know, you changing your lifestyle and getting out here makes them happy, because now you're paying for their lifestyle. Because not everybody, you know, especially in developing countries, they don't have the same, you know, access to resources, you know, like certain financial resources, certain business resources that we have in the United States and the UK and Australia, especially the United States, because it's such a consumer world and lots of money out there, lots of people with lots of money. So, you know, sometimes they just can't do the same kind of stuff that we do out in there. And so they rely on tourism. They rely on us coming out here and spending our money that we make. And you know, I love it, because, you know, they're usually a lot nicer and cheaper than, you know, other like developed countries and big cities and shit like that. So it's just a great way to live your life. It's just get out there, experience the world, travel around and have some fun with it, you know? And don't hold back and don't be afraid of the unknown. If anything, if you don't know something and you're afraid of it, be able to recognize that. Like, just know that, okay, I don't know this and that's why I'm afraid of it right now. And just recognize that fact and then say, how can I overcome this? And then usually you're going to answer your own question subconsciously by saying, let me watch a travel video, or let me read an article about it. Let me look at some pictures. I highly recommend looking at pictures. Pictures are awesome in my mind, because you can look at them really fast. You can look at so many pictures super fast, right? A YouTube video, kind of have to sit around and wait, and hopefully someone who made it edited it well and stuff like that. So if you like watching videos, that's fine. But for me, I'm kind of a fast worker, so I like pictures, because I can just go through Google Images, type something in, and get a really good like bird's eye view of what the place looks like, right? And you can do that with anything. So I definitely recommend doing that, because it just slightly exposes you to it. And by being very lightly exposed on the surface, you can gain this much deeper understanding of it, and your mind and body all of a sudden open up to the possibility of actually doing it, making it a reality. So definitely recommend doing that. And all I gotta say is just get out of your comfort zone and have some fun with it. Go and roam. And yeah, you have to get good at time management if you want to have an online business. You gotta be able to be your own boss. You gotta micromanage yourself. And if you're gonna have VAs, virtual assistants, you gotta be able to micromanage them as well, or at least manage their projects efficiently. You know, and if you're going to hire VAs, I highly recommend hiring from the Philippines, because those people are just incredible. They're just English speakers, and they're so respectful, and they work for, you know, very low wages. And for them, it's good. For us, it's awesome. And it's just a great way. It's a total win-win situation for them. So that's what I recommend. And I'll have other podcasts too, to going deeper into virtual assistant, you know, hiring and training and stuff like that, because I do that a lot. But the bottom line is, like, when you have an online business, there's a lot of tasks that are repetitive tasks. And so if you're going to sit there and do repetitive tasks all day long, you'll drive yourself nuts and you won't get done very fast. So what I do is I recognize that I have a repetitive task. Like, for instance, I get a new supplier that has 150 products or 200 products. I'm not going to add all those myself. I'm going to make a video on how to add it. And then I'm going to send that to a VA and say, okay, can you just repeat what I did with that one product or two products, and repeat that process across their entire line, and they'll do it. You know, and sometimes they make mistakes, and that's okay. And you just figure it out and you work through it. I spend maybe I don't know, around $1,000 a month, probably on virtual assistant, you know, fees and stuff like that, paying them for their work. I got like two or three of them now, adding products and doing product descriptions and writing blog posts. But, you know, and because that's the kind of work that I don't, you know, that I find myself having trouble actually getting done. I can plan it out, I can find the keywords and all this stuff, but actually doing the work is tough for me and it's very time consuming. I'd rather spend my day at the beach relaxing and brainstorming and planning new things like that. So like I've gotten used to the fact that I can outsource now and it's really, really fun and easy. These guys do a great job on the work and it just frees up my life to doing stuff I want to do, you know? So, you know, I want to be able to do that more and create more, you know, courses and trainings to help the e-commerce paradise community as well, you guys, to, you know, learn how to, you know, better optimize your business or even start one in the first place. But for now, you know, just open up your mind. Get rid of the fear of the unknown in circumstances where it's not necessary and become a more intelligent, like become a more emotionally intelligent human being. Just understand your emotions and you'll get past them. I really hope this podcast helped you guys. It's going on 15 minutes now, so I'm going to wrap it up. And definitely check out ecommerceparadise.com. I got a lot of good resources on there. And check out the course now, Dropship Niche Hacks. Just released it about a month ago and I'm still building it out. It really provides in-depth knowledge on how to do competitor research and market research and find niches that are super profitable that you can start your business in too. So if you're dealing with you know, your niche selection, you want to start a new store, you don't quite understand the niche selection process with high ticket dropshipping yet, you can go check that course out. It's only $47 for a limited time. Price is going to go up, you know, in a month or two when I add more content, and you can get lifetime access to it. But if you haven't even started your store yet, I have a free resource for you. It's called Free Dropship Course, and you can go there. Just go to the homepage of ecommerceparadise.com and there's a button you can click. If you have any comments or anything like that, feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening, and we'll see you out there. Take care.